you have a Bible and can, let's stand tonight in honor of the reading of the Word of God found in the book of Acts, chapter number 11. Verse number 19. Acts 11 and 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that rose about Stephen. We'll say something right there. Tonight, this is not the first time that the church has been persecuted. The church has been under persecution a long time. But I'm glad we've got a God that'll stand with us through all the persecution. And they were scattered abroad. God uses things in our life to accomplish what only those things can accomplish. When they were scattered abroad, you know what they done? They started preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus and being exactly what Christians ought to be. And therefore, churches began to spring up in the area. Isn't it amazing how God can take His people and apply a little bit of pressure and good things come out of it? I'm glad there's a God in heaven. When I can't understand, we can trust Him. And I thank Him for that this evening. Verse 23, the Bible said about Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. And when he came and he'd seen the grace of God, that's what we need to do. We live it. We preach it. We ought to believe in it. Thank God about the grace. I'm glad I'm not under the law tonight. But I'm glad I'm under the grace and the wonderful, amazing hand of our God. The Bible said that he seen the grace of God, he was glad. They didn't have a mad church, they had a glad church. I wish some of y'all go to getting glad about church. You can be glad on a Wednesday night. You say, preacher, it's raining, it's dry on the inside. My goodness, we ought to be amazed at the amazement this way. You can be seated tonight. I'm reminded about Sunday morning on the thought with Mary. There she'd seen the miracle at the great marriage. There Jesus turned certainly water into wine. And after that miracle, she followed Jesus. There's a lot of people still just caught up in staying with miracles. But I don't know about y'all, but we ought to be moving out with the Master and enjoy and thank God for the miracles, but thank Him more for the Master tonight. And boy, these disciples were glad. And they exhorted about the grace of God. Verse 24, he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. And much people was added unto the Lord. And then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek Saul. When he found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church. That's a good place to be. And taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Tonight we want to continue in the thought on the activities of the Christian life. On activities of the Christian life. I'm glad the Christian life is not boring. I'm glad we've got a God that can bring flavor to our life and flavor to our church. I don't know why people's got so down and out on God. God has been good to me and God's been good to you. And there's not none of us that deserve to be in a Bible preaching church tonight. We all ought to be in hell with our back broke. But the good grace of God has seen fit to put us together that we may exhort one another, encourage one another, and preach the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my, the disciples were glad. And now tonight, they were called Christians first in Antioch. Brother Dwayne opened in prayer about it. One activity we need to be found about, and that is shining. Oh, we need to let our light be shining. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter number 5, just to cover over a few things and get down to where we need to be tonight. Ephesians 5, verse number 14. He said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now he says, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Boy, we need to be awakened unto righteousness tonight and letting our little light shine. You know, a little light goes a long way in a dark place. And I thank the Lord for the lights in my life. It's been a blessing and a great influence. And not only do we need to find ourselves to be shining, but Hebrews 9, we need to find ourselves to be running, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Don't get your eyes on a preacher. Don't get your eyes on man tonight. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is the author and the finisher. And when He starts, He always finishes. Aren't you glad that when He saves you, He saves you forever? It amazes me that God would save us, but it amazes me more that He would keep us saved. And I thank the Lord that whatever He starts, that He is able to finish. Now, we notice the Bible instructs us to be shining and to be running. And then we ended on this thought. Great activity we need to be found ourselves in is helping. Oh, my. If there's ever been a day and hour that we need to find ourselves to be helped. Listen, be careful and don't be a discourager. Quit your whining. If somebody didn't speak to you, maybe they didn't see you. Maybe if somebody didn't call on you to sing, maybe it wasn't time for you to sing. If somebody didn't let you preach, it might not be time for you to preach. It's about time we put on our big boy britches and move on by the grace of God and get our little feelings off of our shoulders. Man, we live in a day and hour when everybody's got so fickle in what they do. Be careful, you offend me, preacher. We've all been offended at Walmart. As a matter of fact, we was off Sunday evening, and I enjoyed the time off with family. But when I went to Walmart and left, I'm reminded, Brother David, why I don't go to Walmart. That place is a zoo. They're crazy. Absolutely crazy. I'm reminded why I don't go there. I just wish Target had more golf and fishing stuff. Somebody say amen right there. Lord, if a man's needing something at Target, he might as well not go in there. Amen. You might find a coffee pot and a dish rag. That's about it. But it ain't near the zoo Walmart is. Somebody say amen right there. And boy, I'm telling you, we need to find ourselves. Listen to me. Young people need encouragement. They don't need to be discouraged. Older people need to be encouraged, not discouraged. Some of you, just like the little Mila got up and sung tonight, some of you ought to make a point to come by and say, I enjoyed the singing. Don't sit around like the mully grubs, like somebody beat you to come up in here tonight. Be joyful and realize what God's done for you. Hey, we need to stir up the gifts that's within us tonight. We need to encourage people. Churches ain't what they used to be. And if you're in a church that preaches tonight, you ought to be encouraging the preacher. And I tell you how you encourage and you get your hide in church. My Lord, let's move on. Helping each other. And then, not only helping, we ought to find ourselves to be sowing. In Galatians 7 and verse number 8. Galatians 7 and verse number 8. Hey, watch what the Bible says. I guess we better do this. We better go to Galatians 6 because it ain't a 7. Galatians 6 and verse number 7. Be not deceived. I don't even need a text tonight. I got both hammers back. Don't mess with me tonight. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now we ought to find ourselves sowing. Look at this text. First of all, notice this possibility in verse 7. The Bible says, be not deceived. So that lets me know I could be deceived. America is deceived. The local church is deceived. We've gotten so much like the world, then we've took and we swallowed all of the messages from Hollywood. Let me tell you something. This Bible lets me know there is a possibility I could be deceived. Now, what will get me straightened out in my life? It's this King James Bible, and that's the only thing getting me straightened out. Your opinion really don't matter. My opinion don't really matter. It's what thus saith the Word of God. Don't be deceived. Know what your Bible says. A lot of you say, well, why do you believe that? Well, that's what our preacher says. Well, back it up in the Bible. Be able to go to the Bible and see what it says. Now, there's a possibility involved. Be not deceived. There's a lot of people deceived. You say, well, just leave me alone, preacher. I'm the only one hurting myself. No, that's not right. We're hurting somebody around us. There was a man that told me about the other week where I was preaching. He was a good friend. Man had good job. I'm talking about stability. Had been there nearly in retirement age. Man got in his vehicle, drove up toward Tennessee, pulled his truck over, got a tarp strap out, Brother Randall, jumped the fence, climbed a tree, and hung himself. You say, now, where are you going from there? Well, I'm simply saying this about this law. There's a great possibility that how the world can paint a pretty picture and tell you that everything's going to be fine if you do this or run with that crowd. But at the end of the day, let me tell you, the only one you can trust, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. May God keep us more stable than taking our lives. That man, may have thought, no doubt the devil said, well, you're the only one. You're just going to hurt yourself. No, no. That man affected many families. We better watch what we do because we're affecting others. Older people, we better watch where we go, what we do, and what we say. Because they some little ones watching what we doing, and they listening to what we say. You say, preacher, I wish my young ones would pay attention. I wish you would pay attention. That's what I wish. Because they get more preaching than you get. They at least know who their preacher is. Somebody say amen right there. Now, sowing, there's a possibility I could be deceived. Number two, not only the possibility, but the person. Look what it says, God's not mocked. Let me tell you, God will have the last laugh. People's laughing in the face of God say, y'all really believe in an old-time religion? Boy, we sure do. Our God makes no mistakes tonight. His Word is faithful, and what He said will come to pass. Let me tell you, America is shaking their fists in the face of God. Did you see the boy the other day? I don't know what team it was, but he was the last draft pick. He turned on national TV and kissed his lover. That's sickening. But yet America says, okay, young people, it's all right. This Bible says it ain't all right. This Bible said it ain't all right. It's not right for a woman to go with a woman or a man with a man. And somebody better be standing up and telling these young people. At the Bowden Prom, the walk out. Two of the same sex walked out as buddies at the Bowden Prom. What's wrong with people? What's happened? Nothing's wrong no more. Quiet down, preacher. You offend somebody. Well, it's about time somebody got offended with the Word of God. I tell you what's a sickening thing. Bowden, Georgia, downtown hardware store. Two of the same sex comes in raising a little girl. Two women, little thing looks up and called it daddy. Let me tell you, honey, daddy wears britches. Amen. Pitiful.
And I tell you what America's doing. America's been deceived. What's right in their own eyes? Just do it. Go get another man's wife. It's all right. I seen the other day on a billboard going to Alabama to preach. Divorce, $300. It's going to cost you more than that. I guarantee you one thing. If I was staying married because of a fuzzy feeling, I wouldn't have stayed married too long. Somebody going to say amen right there. You little henpeck looking something. What happened to this old time? People wanting to get together and get along with God and get right with God and one another. I know it takes two. And it takes two. That's why both need to be under sound preaching tonight. Man, let's just get loose and foot free and fancy and let's build a big old church and have a bunch of numbers. Let's don't offend nobody. Now, I done found out if we just keep a preaching turned up and ever how we get to growing and going for the glory of God, then we ain't got to worry about nothing else. May God be the honor and the glory of it all tonight. I've heard people say, I'd come back to that church if they was friendly. I don't know of a friendly church in town that lets me know there's hunting excuse. Like some of you. When I get to heaven, I'm going to write the Baptist Book of Excuses. I'm on ninth chapter. Ain't even got an index in it yet. It's amazing. We do what we want to do. Quit playing with sin. Before long, it'll play you. You say, well, that's mean. No, it ain't mean. If a man didn't love you, he wouldn't preach to you. And you always remember this, whether you here or there. You always write this down. If your preacher won't tell you the truth, he ain't no preacher. He's a hireling. Little Joel Osteen looking something. You better watch a feller that's paying more for his jail bill than he's paying his tithes. Somebody say amen right there. My God, he'd get him a real haircut. He wouldn't have to worry about all that jail in his hair. Pretty boy Floyd. Somebody help me preach on a winch tonight. Had a man walk to me after a Bible service the other night, call me out. I wish I'd had some of y'all with me. My neck is hurting. He said, how dare you say something about Joel Osteen? I said, friend, I wish you'd been at our church a year ago and seen him on a big screen. It's about time somebody sounded the horn. And let me tell you, the apostles are not outdated. Old-time religion ain't out of style. There's still one way to heaven, and that's the Lord Jesus tonight. Ain't nobody going except by His Son. Hirelings. Hirelings. Deceive the nation. Isn't that bad? A man pastor in the largest church in America is a deceiver. Isn't that sad? Used to, God had a voice to America. And you know what I believe with all my heart? Some of y'all won't like this, but I'm going to say it anyway because I'm fixing to shut her down. I can tell you what's wrong with America. They're under the wrath hand of Almighty God that's turned their fist at Him, said, we don't need you no more. Get out of our country. Well, He has. So He's always turned it over to leadership that knows nothing. That's where we are tonight. You look all through that Bible, when God judged a nation, there was no man had the voice of God for the people. You know why we're blessed? Because there's a Bible on this desk. You know why you're blessed? Because the God that lives in you. You know why you're blessed? Because God's a good God tonight. Felt so good to walk in. I said, hey, Miss Gwen and Brother Larry. My God in heaven, that ought to make a Baptist jump a pew or two. Hello, Brother Larry. Well, what's that about? Well, if you'd be faithful to your church, you'd know what it's about. Well, I didn't know we was doing that. Well, if you was here, you'd hear the announcements. Well, Glenn, you call me, preacher. If I call some people every time they miss, honey, I'd work for Ma Bell. Yeah, man! You can find your way to Walmart. And you're hurting and aching. And got visitors. You'll take in Walmart. Won't you bring them to the house of God with you? I ought to preach on armed and dangerous tonight. Look what it says. Be not deceived. God's not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. I want to ask y'all something tonight. And I say it with us here, they're not here. I just want to ask you this simple question. The little girl sung tonight. I got to thinking, I'll be honest with you, I don't know a lot about the words in the song because this was captivated about the thought, about this text. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Don't you think there's been something sowed in that child to stand up on a Wednesday night and sing about the love of Christ? You sow to the flesh, you'll reap the whirlwind. There's something about sowing. I tell you what comes up most of the time is what you sow. I went over here to Ramburn Monday and I bought 100 pounds of sunflower seeds. And I'm going to tell you, I had the soil ready and we scattered. You know what I'm looking to come up? Sunflowers. I'm not looking for peas to come up. I didn't plant peas. And I don't know why some of you are seeing what you're reaping, but you're not planting right. Hello? Churches wonder, well, why we got so worldly? Quit planting. Why is our lives in shambles? We quit planting. The possibility of it, the person of it, but look at the potential of it. Verse number 7, whatsoever, I love that, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall reap. Mom and Dad, thank you for sowing righteousness in some children. Thank you for sowing some responsibility in children. You say, well, preacher, my children, they've all failed. They've all, well, let me tell you, you know why? They're human. If there's anything that I've learned, pastor, in this church, we're all human. And you know something? If you want some compassion, you better be sowing some compassion. And if you want young'uns to have some responsibility, you better be sowing some responsibility. And if you want your young'uns to know about the Word of God, you better be sowing the Word of God. Because it does matter what you sow. Now, there's the potential of it whatsoever. But then there's the practice of it. You ever notice this verse right here? Verse number 7. Be not deceived, God's not mocked, but whatsoever a man. Here's the word. I didn't catch it till tonight. Soweth. Don't mean sowed. You've got to keep dropping seed. Soweth. Well, preacher, down at my job, you don't just keep sowing. Down at the church, there's been times. Man, I've left out of here and I've wondered, Lord, what are we doing here today? Just keep sowing. There's been times, Brother David, Brother Tim, get up to sing, people look at them, just keep sowing. These ladies come to the instruments and people looking around. You know, what we need to realize, we're going to get what we sow. And God's been good to this church. Look how the people has given the missions. Look how faithful they've been down through the year. Well, there's a ministry here. You know why? Because you've sowed right. And now God is allowing things to come up. And mom and daddies, I've noticed this too. The man told me over there about the sunflowers. He said, listen, preacher, don't be looking for full bloom in about 100 days. Don't be getting antsy now. You know, I've been looking out the window after this rain, wondering, are they coming up yet? It takes a while for it to come up. Amen? I wish they'd grow like grass. I can get off the lawnmower and turn around. You know, on the lawnmower, I used to be able to spin all the way around. Now I'm going to mount me some mirrors so I can see behind me. Yeah, preacher. If you was my husband, I'd poison your cornflakes. And if you was my wife, I'd eat it. Somebody say amen right there tonight. I'd eat it. Look at the potential. Church, let me ask you something right here on a church level. Whatsoever a man saw. Look at the potential. What you want to come up? We want this and want that, but let me tell you what, there's some sweat involved. Listen, I love y'all. I love being your pastor most of the time. But I sure am glad that I'm waiting for another amen to keep preaching. Because if I was waiting on that, I'd get out of the preaching business. It takes sweat. It takes some tears. It takes some bites, too. There's a fly. I got three bites right here. They call them, I think they're called, maybe called deer flies. I call them Baptist flies. They love to bite a preacher. They got red eyes. I'm looking at eyes. And they got narrow down wings on the end. Reminds me of my dad-in-law raising bees one time. I just moved to Georgia. I never been around no honeybees. Brother David, he told me a story. He said, let's go rob that hive. I said, didn't bother you once? Oh, no, they won't bother. Just don't swat at them. Don't swat. And I was standing there, and Mr. Nate at the house, he is there robbing him hive. And that bee says, and he sat there and I said, what's he going? He said, oh, don't swat at him. Don't swat at him, the devil. Somebody kill him. Somebody say amen. I mean, I wasn't doing it. I was neutral. Neutral. And I'm telling you this, if you're going to plant right, you're going to get some stings. You're going to get some bites. Brother Adam, you and Randy, the way y'all are teaching, don't expect everybody to be commandeers. You're helping too many people. Liberty Baptist Church, don't you think that the devil's not going to bother you coming to a place like this because you get help for your lives? But sowing brings some things that we all don't like. But somebody's got to put seed in the ground or nothing. Listen, I bought 100 pounds, and if it sat on that ranger all day, ain't nothing coming up. We got the Word of God, but we don't plant it, so it ain't nothing coming up. Thank God for teachers here that are sow. Thank God for mom and daddies that are sow. What happens when my kids mess up? You sowing, ain't you? Love them. React on what you sowing. In our church, strangers come in. People don't look like you and me. Well, what you going to do with your sowing? Love people. Show compassion. Love them. Love them. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. I'm going to tell you what, I want to sow some mercy because I need mercy. Listen to me, I need mercy. Grace is getting what we don't deserve. Well, mercy is holding back what we do deserve. I need mercy. We need compassion. Mercy, long-suffering. Planning, it's work involved. It's labor involved. It takes time. And watch this practice. Soweth, that's ongoing, not sowed, but do you get that tonight? Whatsoever man soweth. It's a continual process. Every day you're sowing. Soweth. then here's the promise of it. It says, we shall reap. We shall reap if we faint not, in verse 9. Some of you's got a great harvest just fixing to bust the ground. Don't fall out now. There's going to come a time by the grace of God with enough water and sunshine, them seeds is going to bust through that ground. I don't know exactly when they are, but I'm going to keep looking for it too. I'm going to keep hoping in what I've done. Keep looking. Keep laboring. It's no time to fold the towel and get out on God now. Mom and Daddy's wearing a hard time, but not only we need God, we need each other. Some of you need to quit being so crucial to one another. Apply preaching. Love each other. Sowing. We need to be sowing. Because that what we're sowing, we're going to be reaping. It's going to come up what we're putting in the ground. Be careful. What we're putting in the ground. Miss Sherry, I want you to come play something tonight. I want to open our altar up. Dear Lord in heaven, I want to say something. Would y'all listen to me just a minute? I know it's a Wednesday night and it's probably late. But I need to leave you this thought. Your preacher needs your prayers. My family needs your prayers. There's families in this church that need your prayers. We have a ministry here. The devil hates ministry. May God stir our hearts tonight to plant right. I'm glad, Brother Lee, somebody handed me something very precious one day. I said, go sow. Go sow, because you put it in the ground, it's going to come up after a while. My little grandbabies ain't saved yet, but you know something? Me and Renee sowed through their mamas. Now them mom and daddies are sowing. You know what, Brother Mack? I'm looking for it. Well, they make mistakes. Oh, they're going to be just like me and you. Just like me and you. They're going to make mistakes. But I'm looking for it. I'm looking for it. Some of you ain't got young ones been saved yet. A grandbaby's not saved yet. I'm looking for it. Because we've been sowing right, sowing out of the right bag here tonight. Oh, King James Bible. Oh, the Word of God still works. Won't you come tonight, whatever you need in your life.